Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Rick Maurer. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a consultant who works with companies like yours and mine to help them make the transition, the changes that need to be made, that the transition from the last era to the next era, which is like from yesterday to today to tomorrow in a lot of cases. He helps people lead change, not just manage change, but lead change. He's here to talk to us about that today. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and my favorite book, Why Don't You Want What I Want? He's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back.
Hi, it's good to be back, Obi-Wan.
There you go. May the force be with you, my cricket or grasshopper, I should say.
Hey, cricket,
grasshopper. One of those insects.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
Hey, Rick. Thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that you found in your work. I mean, you were just out there, you know, trying to do your job, helping people make the change that need to be made to lead the change, and you discovered that, and I'm going to, the best way I can say it is what Captain said in the movie of Cool Hand Luke to Paul Newman's character. What we have here is a failure to communicate, and you found out that the people who were trying to lead the change were presuming, as I understand it, they were presuming that they knew what was on the minds of the people who they were trying to help make the change, and it turns out they really weren't. They really didn't know right. What was on their mind, did they?
Right, yeah. And that's, by the way, and that's true of all of us. I mean, it can be a huge change in some large corporation, but it could be, you know, a mom-and-pop operation, or it could be you and a spouse. I mean, you know, it's mm-hmm. just... And part of it is, it's not because we're bad people. It's not because we're insensitive louts, necessarily. It's more that once we get an idea in our head, it starts to make more and more sense. And I think the way our brain is configured, that the more we think about this idea, not only the more sensible it sounds, the more right it seems. And you think, well, everybody else must be thinking exactly the way I am. And so that when you introduce the change, you're 5.5 blocks ahead of everybody else.
Right.
And they don't know, you know.
It might be they may be a lot smarter than you, but if you've already been thinking about it, and I think all leaders have this tendency. We think that the other people think the way we think. We think our employees, they show up like we do, they right. work hard like we do. They must be plugged in the same way as I'm plugged in. And
exactly.
I think leaders make that mistake all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what I found is one of the key things I can do for my clients is to help them see what they're not seeing. That way they've got a picture of what's going on. They've got a picture mm-hmm. of what people are thinking and what people are feeling. Like, are they afraid, for instance? Are they excited? And then once they know that, now they can plan for whatever the change is, knowing what needs to happen. I'll give you an example. I had a client who was a new client for me, called me in and said, look, we make this product. Our customer, which was a part of the military, has been buying it for 25 years, and they love it. But they've told us that in 3 years they're going to quit they're going to quit buying it because they're using a completely different technology.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing we can do to make this a better product. The product is good. They love it. They love what we've done. But they're going in a completely different direction. She said, I want to do a planning meeting right now to say, what do we do when that happens 3-4 years from now? And she said, can you help us do a planning meeting? And I said, sure. But I said, what's on the list? And I'll explain what the list means in a second. But basically, I said, you know, where are the other people who are going to be part of this planning? What do they think? She said, well, I think they're with me. I think they see it. And I said, well, the fact that you're saying
famous
I
last
think,
words.
Exactly. And I said, could we do a really quick survey just to find out? And let me go talk to a few people face-to-face, but basically a quick survey. You know, and she was skeptical because everybody's surveyed to death. And I said, no, I'm talking about four questions. And she said, sure. So I sent the survey out, and I said, hey, your boss has been talking a lot about, you know, the need for change. Do you agree or not? Do you agree? And it's open-ended. It's no 1-to-5 scale, no yes or no. It's just, right. You can say what you want. The second is, what are your reactions to this thought about having to change? So your reactions might be really positive.
So you asked them these questions to make sure that you knew, everybody knew where everybody was. One thing about it, folks, is your folks are approaching the change with the concern about being afraid of something, but you don't want to make them feel stupid either. We're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.